I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, we do hope you'll enjoy the show this week. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, and we're going to have a very curmudgeonly time today as we do some very strange and geeky things on the podcast. The podcast, of course, being Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Our website, drbill.cc, which of course stands, as the whole world knows, for computer curmudgeon. drbill.computercurmudgeoncc. Gotta love that. Okay. Well, anyway, we've got some really strange weirdness for you this week, as of course we always do here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You know, I'm feeling in the groove. You know, don't want to throw me off my groove, because I'm in that groove, and I'm proceeding, sliding down it very, in a greased fashion, with gooey, greasy stuff all in the groove. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, point being, we're going to have some fun today on the podcast, and I hope you're really going to enjoy it. And of course, I want to remind you...
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. You can rest assured of that. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. Many good things are going on with the other podcasters over at the Tech Podcast Network, and I like to promote all of their podcasts. They just don't all have promotions for me to promote with. So I keep playing the same ones over and over because they keep not having other promotions. Come on, guys. Get it together, okay? Meanwhile, Adam Raymer with Bwana.org Radio, he's got a promotion, so we'll play it.
This is Bwana.org Radio. Stand by for promo. You're the announcer.
Not your ordinary tech show. Bwana.org Radio. A virtual potpourri of technology. Bwana.org Radio. It's tech news, video game reviews, open source software, and general gadgets. It's not just for Mac or Windows, but Bwana talks about both.
An exciting, exciting week if you're an Apple fan or if you're a Microsoft Windows fan.
Check out Bwana.org Radio by going to Bwana.org. That's Bwana.org. It's Bwana.org Radio. Check it out today.
All right, way to go, Bwana. Yeah, good old Bwana. He shares all kinds of good techie goodness for you. And that's why I want you to enjoy his podcast with open source and good stuff out there. So, Bwana.org Radio, good for you. Yes. Okay, we also, before I forget, I try to remember to remind you that we're also part of the Blueberry Podcast Network.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, that's BLUBRRY. No E's. .com. Go check that out. And remember now that my son Benjamin, the game master himself, now has his brand new podcast and is also a member of the Blueberry Podcast Network. So check out the podcast. His podcast is called The Game Master's Ben Spin. We're going to get the spin from Ben on all things Benjamin over at the Game Master's Ben Spin podcast. And so in honor of that, we'll play a little of his theme music, which is always so loud. It's always so very, very loud. But that's okay. That's just kind of the way it works. Over at the Game Master's Bin Spin, you need to check that out because you're going to enjoy the silly, geeky craziness over there just as much as you enjoy it here at Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. Now, before we proceed any further, let me tell you about what's going on over on the blog called Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. We have a blog there, you see, using WordPress software. I love WordPress. It does many good things for me from a blogging perspective. And of course, that's it, drbill.cc, as I mentioned. You can also get there the old-fashioned way at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. You gotta admit, that's just a little bit longer, however, than drbill.cc, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. That still works, though. If you want to get there that way, that's okay with me. I don't mind whatsoever. Okay, over on the blog, as I mentioned last week, we have a brand new feature, and I've even improved it slightly from last week, so get ready to be amazed. And that is, we have our very own Shameless Commerce Center at the very bottom of the page. You see that little thingy there over on the right-hand side of the blue sidebar thing. Now, if you hover over it, you notice that your cursor will turn into a tiny little hand with a pointer, meaning you can click on it. What happens when you click on it, you ask? Let's try it. It goes to the bottom of the page. Isn't that just so cool? It's just technology. What can I say? Takes you to the bottom of the page where there is a Shameless Commerce Center where you can click on GoDaddy ads and Buy.com ads and Apple Store ads and Skype ads and Wall Street Journal ads and even an ad for DrBillBailey.net. Good old Dr. Bill. Anyway, so all of that is in the Shameless Commerce Center. Now, if you click on the DrBillBailey.net ad, you're only going to get taken to my website, and it's just going to be there. It's not going to really, you know, be any money or anything, but hey, I just had to add it in, because after all, it looks kind of cool down there at the bottom of the page. Anyway, the bottom line is, click on any of the other Shameless Commerce stuff, and you'll help to promote the silliness that is Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and I would appreciate it. Oh, and don't let me forget that at the top of the sidebar, we have the Go to My PC advertisement. Citrix Systems, our wonderful sponsor, has excellent software in Go to My PC where you can be somewhere else and you can get to your PC wherever it is on the internet by simply using their software. Rock on. And a 30-day free trial is yours if you'll just click on that ad at the top of the sidebar. You'll go to the website, be able to download the software, try it for 30 days free, absolutely no obligations, and that will be awesome. And you'll be very impressed with how amazing that software is. So there you go. Well, that's our Shameless Commerce Center time. How's that? Got it out of the way right at the top of the podcast. And it's time for our geek culture, which is going to be very weird. Since it's Christmas time, we're going to play a Weird Al song that's become a tradition here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. The night that Santa went crazy. Yes, we love that, don't we? It's so seasonal. Yes. It's also a little bent.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled, yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers and
and he held the elves hostage, and he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger, and he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger, and he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer, and he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy, the night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer guts. There's a National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness News and helicopters circling round in the sky. And the bullets are flying, the body counts rising, and everyone's dying to know who Santa was. My. You used to be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Vixen's in therapy and Donner's still nervous, and the elves all got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the
Yes, just gives you that warm, fuzzy, seasonal feeling, doesn't it? Yeah, by the way, that particularly strange cartoon will be on, whoops,
well, I am ninja,
that's the ninja coming up there. I didn't mean to start the ninja.
You are ninja too.
I'll just cut it off right there. See, what it is, I was going to actually use this as a segue to talk about the Miro player, and the Miro player went and did that to me. You see, the formerly named Democracy Player, which changed its name to Miro, M-I-R-O, is an open source project that allows IPTV to come to you, and so that's what I was using to play the FLV Flash video file that I downloaded off of YouTube using Download Helper. So let's recap that. A special tool that is available for the Firefox, the Mozilla Firefox web browser called Download Helper, allowed me to snag the FLV file off of YouTube of The Night Santa Went Crazy, which then allowed me to play the FLV file with Miro, which is an IPTV tool that allowed me to see the video while I was playing the audio for you. How's that for techie and weird? It's just so geeky. Anyway, point being is that I had been watching Ask a Ninja and DLTV and all kinds of other things in Miro, and so once Santa Went Crazy finished, it immediately went into the last thing that I had in my list, which was Ask a Ninja. That's a feature, not a bug. But in this case, it was a bug because it interrupted me in the middle of the program and did a promo for Ask a Ninja that I did not plan on doing. So there you go, Ninja. You now have a promo from Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Go to AskAninja.com and see the silliness there. So maybe he won't kill me this week. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Much silliness from Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Speaking of... we weren't speaking of this, but speaking of my old theme... What? Yes. I actually had a theme on my very first podcast from PodSafe Video called, or not video, audio, PodSafe Audio. I'll get it right yet. PodSafe Audio called Space Precinct. It was like this. I thought that whoop sounded curmudgeonly, so that's why I used it. And so there you go. That's my original theme. I like my new one better. This one just kind of sounds like you're stepping through the mud. Squish, squish, you know. But I thought it sounded curmudgeonly, so that's why I used it. So there you go. I mentioned that. You might wonder, why in the world is he mentioning that? I mentioned that because Benjamin, the Game Master, is going to have different themes on his podcast at various points in time. He's just that way. He's going to have a new ending theme. You see, instead of playing his regular theme at the end of the podcast, we'll be playing a different theme. So there you go. Stay tuned for that. You need to listen to the Game Master's Ben Spin. It's going to be at benspin.com. Check it out. I know we don't have the Game Master segment on the podcast now, but that's because we have a full 30-minute, more or less, podcast for the Game Master's Ben Spin. Gotta love that. Okay, let's go to the blog and talk about some of the things that happened this week. First, we have a historic moment. Absolutely, history was made. I got my first cell phone text message spam. What, you say? Now, I know some of you probably already get text message spam on your cell phone, but I had not. I had gone all of these years, many, many years, not getting any spam on my cell phone because I don't do text messages. And so it never was a thing for me to get any spam. But here I was, minding my own business. My cell phone goes, ring, and I flip it open, and there's a text message saying, don't you want to buy this really stupid stock? And I'm like, what? What? And so, you know, first thing in the morning when you flip your phone open and somebody is sending you a message about buying some stupid stock that is so lame that you can't believe it, you go, what in the world is this? And you realize, oh, I've been spammed on my cell phone. Now, I went on the web and I said, what can I do about this? Is there some spam-catching software I can put on my cell phone? And, of course, what it said was, put yourself in the federal Do Not Call register. Well, I am already in the federal Do Not Call register. They're not supposed to call me for any reason. Matter of fact, nobody is supposed to call me. They're just not supposed to do it. I don't like getting phone calls. It's kind of one of those things I inherited from my dad. He didn't like getting phone calls either. So there you go. And so, that didn't help. They sent me text message spam anyway. Later that same day, I got more text message spam, and this was more like regular email spam in that it made no sense whatsoever. It just said, and didn't even make any sense. So why bother to send it? I don't understand why you send spam that says nothing. I don't understand why you send spam that says something. I just don't understand spam at all. Okay? Anyway. Next item, the Game Masters podcast is now available. This is a historic moment in that we have the first Game Masters Ben Spin podcast, and I have a link here on the blog. If you click the link, as I just did, you will actually hear the podcast start up with the Game Masters theme, and you'll, which I played earlier, you see. So I'm giving him yet another promo here on the podcast. I'm just promoing it out the wazoo. I don't even know what a wazoo
Welcome
is.
Welcome to the Ben Spin Podcast.
See?
What did we say we were going to call it?
There I am on his podcast.
It's going to be the Game Master's Ben Spin.
The Game Master's Ben Spin. Yes, indeed. That's what we're calling it. And I forgot in the space of what, 30 seconds?
Maybe less.
That's got to be a new record. But anyway, the point is,
especially since you keep saying it's so simple.
Hey, yes, well, that's...
So there you go, the repartee that you've gotten so used to here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Crunch, and in the Game Master segment is now available on the Game Master's Ben Spin podcast, and you can go there and thoroughly enjoy that podcast. And now, there it is, the drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week, and the Geek Software of the Week this week is Returnal. How do you pronounce that? Returnal. R-E-T-U-R-N-I-L. Where do they come up with these names? Returnal. Anyway, it's a weird name for the software, but it's kind of really cool software. Let's imagine, if you will, in your mind's eye, that your system could be frozen in time, so that whatever you did while you're surfing the web, you could easily undo by simply clicking on the undo button. Well, that's the idea behind Eternal, which is still hard to say. It is free to home users, and it's basically the ultimate in system protection because it freezes your system in a state, into stasis, as they say in the science fiction world, which it can always return to if you get pwned out on the internet. Cool stuff. The Returnal Virtual System Personal Edition is a powerful virtualization technology that completely mirrors your actual computer setup and can create a virtual storage disk within your PC where you can save documents, data, and files while using the system protection feature. That's our Geek Software of the Week. Yes. Okay, next item, Microsoft's file sharing site deletes files. You knew it. Because if it's Microsoft, it's gotta be lame. There you go. That should be their new byword catchphrase. If it's Microsoft, it's gotta be lame. There you go. Anyway, Microsoft has a service called Folder Share, where you're supposed to be able to save files to their site and then share it with other people. And so what happens is when you put the files on their site for safekeeping, it deletes them. Yeah, they've already fixed it, but I thought it was just cool that happened. Okay. A new word has been added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Let's have a drum roll, please. The new word is woot. It's been added to the dictionary. And it's spelled, of course, W, the number zero, T. Yes, that is numbers, not letters. Yes. Woot. It's defined as an expression of joy that has been coined by online gamers. And was crowned the Word of the Year on Tuesday by the publisher of the leading U.S. dictionary, the Massachusetts-based Merriam-Webster Incorporated, said Woot, typically spelled with two number zeros, reflects a new direction in the American language. Yeah, right. Led by a generation raised on video games and cell phone text messaging. It's like saying, yay, the dictionary said. Can you imagine that the definition that the dictionary has in it is, yay? Okay. It could be after a triumph or for no real reason at all, Merriam-Webster said. Yeah, that sounds about right. Visitors to Merriam-Webster's website were invited to